Canada, here with Stephanie Prince. Hello, how are you? So good to see
hello,
you.
Hello, hello, hello.
Wow, that was beautiful.
I sound great.
Yeah, that was so good. First of all, starting from the beginning, how did you find out that you were going to be competing in this season?
They called me. I mean, I was always hoping, like, after my elimination in season two, in my original season, and they were, and I, like, I always see, I saw it in their eyes, like, yeah, you're an all-star material. And then I'm like, I'm an all-star material. And then 6 months later, they called me. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I was going to ask, was there any hesitation in doing the season, or was it just like immediate, yes, let's do this?
When they called me, they didn't even finish the sentence. I just said yes. And then obviously they finished everything. And I'm like, yes, 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 yes. Like, let's do it. I'm going to do it. Obviously, I want to go back on TV again. Yeah. And once the conversation is done, I'm like, oh, wait, what did I just do? Am I ready for this? It hasn't been a year. The last time I was on TV. So I'm like, am I ready for this? And then turns out I think I am. Yeah. I am ready for it.
Absolutely. And I feel like a lot of fans, myself included, believe that you're robbed of your season. So it's so
nice. Oh, don't shake. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's so nice to see. Does this feel almost like a redemption for you?
Yes, it is. This is literally like my redemption and like my chance to prove to the world that I'm like, you should have not eliminated me. Eliminated me that soon. Yeah. You know what I mean? So I'm like, because I know I have so much more to show, and that's why I'm like, this is my redemption. I'm here to prove things.
In the first episode, when you are introduced to everyone that's competing, what was going through your mind when you see someone like Isis Couture come out, who won your
season? I did not know who Isis Couture. Oh, like on my season or this season?
No, on this season.
Oh, in this season, oh, I was very shocked. But like, Isis, what are you doing here? They already had horses. Yeah. But no, obviously, like, as much that I was also confused that Isis was there, I was also very, very happy because we really got along in our season. I think me and Isis have good chemistry. So, like, when I saw her, I'm like, I'm confused, but I'm also, that's one of my friends, that's one of my sisters, so I'm very excited, I'm very happy at the same time.
Yeah, was there anyone else that came out, maybe from other countries and things, that you saw as maybe an immediate threat?
Oh, absolutely, Raja, right away. Because, and Silky, and Vanity, like, honestly, everyone. I am threatened by everyone. And I'm threatened by myself too, really. I'm my own sabotage. Yeah.
I can imagine, though, there's a lot more confidence going into this season after having experienced the show already, right?
Because that's the thing about it, is you already know what you're going through, like what you went through. So like, it's kind of just like a repeat of it. For some people, it's their third time. This is only my second time. So I already know what to do. So yeah, I'm very excited about it. That, like, it's more relaxing.
Yeah, I can imagine. And you can see that too in watching the show. You can see that everybody's kind of just comfortable and they have that like confidence with them. And it's kind of this like elevated season because everybody already knows exactly what they're doing. So I love
exactly that. They exactly know where to sit down, where to do makeup, where to put their hangers on. You know what I mean? So like it's very familiar.
Yeah, but there's got to be some new challenges, I can imagine, from competing against all Canadians, people from different countries, because drag is so different in different parts of the world, right?
Exactly. And that's the thing, too, is like on my original season, I only did 3 challenges. So this time around, I get to do more challenges. So like, it's kind of like, yes, it is very familiar, but at the same time, it's brand new to me because some things I haven't done yet. You know, unlike Isis or like Kendall, they made it to the top. Me, I'm like, like, I don't know. It's my first time doing some things.
Right.
So, yeah, like, I'm scared, but I'm also excited.
Yeah, totally. I was going to ask, is that like more intimidating knowing that they have more experience than you do?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But at the same time, I'm like, I know I'm good. You know what I mean? So I'm like, I can probably do it too. Yeah. I'm here for a reason. I'm here second time around for a reason. So, yeah. You know, listen, the producers know I can do it. I can do it.
That's a good way to look at it. I love that so much. What did you learn from your first time on the show that you were then able to take and kind of use in this season?
I honestly didn't. I did not learn shit. No. That's the thing. It's like, yes, like I believe that, like, I'm always learning and I'm always evolving. But at the same time, like, I go in there as me when I was on season two. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, kind of like, it's the same all me. It's like, again, it wasn't even a year when I did Versus the World. So it's kind of just like what I know.
Yeah.
I put it in there. You know, yeah. You know what I mean? So totally. It's like, did I learn anything? No, not really. Am I going to learn from this? Probably.
Yeah, totally. That you can take on to the next season.
And maybe another Versus the World. UK Versus the World.
Yes, I would love to see
RuPaul,
it.
Call me, please.
Obviously, this season is different in the way that it's not the judges that are eliminating you, but it's you mm-hmm. choosing to eliminate each other. Did that change mm-hmm. the way that you competed on the show?
Like, at some level, yes. Because, you, obviously, if you win the challenge, you get to eliminate someone. But sometimes it is obvious to who is to eliminate and who is not. And sometimes, like, you know, some people won't play fair, and that is drama and that is great TV. So I don't blame if I, myself included, and other queens eliminate someone who doesn't belong, who doesn't deserve to go home. You know what I mean? So I don't blame them. And I don't blame myself if I ever do that.
Right.
Yeah, it kind of does not. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes total sense. What are you most excited for your fans to see in the new season?
Oh, well, not spoiler alert, but apparently I am the look queen. I was like, okay. I'm not sure if that is spoiler, but I'm so sorry if I did.
No, I'll take it.
I'm just excited to show more of my personality. Like, I don't want to doubt myself this time around. And yeah, I'm just excited to, like, showcase more of my talent as well. Because you barely saw me on my season. So you're going to see more of me this time around. Yeah, I'm so excited for that. Maybe, like, I got an upgrade. No, I'm literally the only queen who's, like, went on All Stars or Versus the World that never had fillers. It's always been natural, baby.
I love that so much. That's so good. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to chat today. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me.
We love a redemption story. So good.
Are you here to cheer for me?
Yeah, absolutely.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I swear to God, if you don't, I will literally reach through my phone right now.
Like, I will be on Twitter. I will be like, just giving you all this.
Stephanie. Yeah,
you got it. Absolutely.
No, thank you so much, Shannon.
Yeah, thank you. And congrats on the new couch.
Thank you. next time you're here, if you are ever here in Calgary, you can sit on it.
Oh, amazing. I'll take you up on that.
Oh, please do. I will cook you some Filipino fist too.
Oh, wow.
Filipino feast. There you go. That's the word. Filipino feast.
Thank you so much. All right. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.